WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Today is primary election day in Virginia, at least in some districts. The plaintiffs suing the city of Charlottesville over Confederate monuments want to move the proceedings, citing potential jury bias in Charlottesville. And a JMU program aims to boost the number of college grads by working with first-generation college students starting in middle school. This is the WMRA Daily for Tuesday, June 11th. Today is primary election day in Virginia, but many districts will not have a primary election because only one candidate from each party is running for office, meeting each other in the general election. All seats in the House of Delegates and in the state Senate will be on the ballot in November. Virginia is one of only four states with legislative elections this year, and the only one where there's a chance of Democrats flipping control of the legislature. Republicans currently have narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Polls will be open until 7 o'clock this evening. Learn about races in your area, where to vote, and links to candidate information with our election primer at WMRA.org and on the WMRA app. Nearly a dozen leaders from the Charlottesville area met for a roundtable discussion with Senator Tim Kaine on Monday to demand gun control legislation. The Daily Progress reports the discussion was hosted by the Charlottesville chapter of Moms Demand Action and spurred by the May 31st mass shooting in a Virginia Beach municipal building that killed 12 people. Kaine promised to continue to fight for common sense gun legislation and said he is frustrated by a lack of legislative action in the face of so many mass shootings. In the wake of the Virginia Beach shooting, Governor Ralph Northam called a July 9th special session of the General Assembly to specifically take up gun control legislation. The plaintiffs suing the city of Charlottesville over Confederate monuments want to move the proceedings. The Roanoke Times reports the Monument Fund cites potential jury bias in the case, filed March 2017. The plaintiffs say the Charlottesville City Council violated a state code that bans the removal of war memorials when the council voted in 2016 to remove the statues of Generals Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. In a recent filing, the plaintiffs' attorneys argued that the defendants' positions as counselors would make it difficult to find an unbiased jury in Charlottesville. A judge has yet to rule on the change of venue request. The trial is set for September. Former Virginia Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli has been named acting director of the agency that manages legal immigration, despite deep opposition from key Senate Republicans. Cuccinelli has been an outspoken supporter of President Donald Trump's hardline immigration policies. The Department of Homeland Security announced that Cuccinelli will oversee U.S. citizenship and immigration services starting on Monday. But Trump may not nominate Cuccinelli for the permanent position that would require Senate confirmation, which could be difficult. Instead, Trump may simply opt to keep Cuccinelli in the acting position. A Norfolk man has been charged with reckless driving after his pickup truck rear-ended a church van near Petersburg, killing four of its passengers. Virginia State Police say 47-year-old Robert Lee Allen of Norfolk caused the crash in the town of Ford on May 28th. Police said the van was carrying 11 people from Shiloh Baptist Church in Blackstone to Mount Zion Baptist Church in Ford for a revival when it was hit in the rear by Allen's pickup pulling a trailer full of metal. So far, Congressman Don Beyer is the only member of the Virginia congressional delegation to call for an impeachment inquiry. Other members have not joined him, at least not yet. Here's Senator Mark Warner responding to a question about impeachment from Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope. Meanwhile, Virginia Democrats are grappling with how to handle stonewalling from the administration. Virginia Public Radio's Matt Laszlo reports from Washington.
Unlike in other parts of the nation, Democrats in the Commonwealth are mostly avoiding the growing calls to impeach President Trump. Northern Virginia Democrat Don Beyer is the only one so far.
It's like it's become a dictatorship rather than the third branch of government. It's incredibly frustrating when the White House basically says the legislative branch is irrelevant, does not need to be obeyed.
Northern Virginia Democrat Jerry Connolly is on the Oversight Committee. He's frustrated that the administration is refusing to hand over documents or to provide witnesses to his committee. He says calls for impeachment are premature.
That would set a precedent we don't need. I don't want courts believing that the only way subpoenas by the legislative branch can be enforced is by elevating it to the highest constitutional penalty, namely impeachment. I think that's the wrong road to go and a very bad precedent.
More than 50 House Democrats have now called for impeachment proceedings to begin. Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.
Finally today, Only about a quarter of Virginians in rural areas of the state have an associate degree or higher. One program out of James Madison University is trying to boost that figure by working with first-generation college students starting in middle school. Megan Pauley from our partner station WCVE reports.
Congratulations to the Valley Scholars Class of 2019!
In a special ceremony, 31 high school seniors from 7 school districts in the Shenandoah Valley walked across the stage at James Madison University. One of them, Broadway High senior Dakota Mitchell. He'll be back on the JMU campus this fall, this time as a college student.
Very nervous, but in a way I'm ready for the challenge.
He's already been spending a lot of time on the campus as part of the Valley Scholars Program. Jonathan Alger is JMU's president. He started the program in 2014.
I felt very strongly that we should do something with the community around us to increase access to higher education and to start in our own backyard. It turns out that in the Shenandoah Valley, there are a lot of students who would be first-generation students to go to college whose parents did not have that opportunity.
Alger turned to a promising model out of Rutgers University that identifies low-income, high-achieving middle school students, then works with them through mentoring and regular check-ins throughout high school. A key to the program's success, Alger says, accountability. Sean Mooney is director of the Valley Scholars Program.
They have to take honors classes, they have to take AP classes or dual enrollment classes, or whatever the most rigorous schedule is in their school.
Students have to keep up good grades and do community service. They also sit in on college classes and meet weekly with a JMU student mentor. If they do all that, by the time they graduate, they're eligible for free tuition at JMU for 4 years. Donna Abernathy is principal at Broadway High School. 4 of her seniors, including Dakota Mitchell, just graduated from the Valley Scholars Program.
And these students already, they know, like there's this plan set for them. And they follow that plan. They work hard for that.
It's been a life-changing experience for many, Mitchell included.
I probably would have never went to college. I think it would have been too much of a financial burden for me and my family, so I don't think I would have ever done it if it wasn't for this program.
But he says the program has been about more than just being able to go to college debt-free. He says his high school isn't very diverse. Through Valley Scholars, he's met a lot of people he says he otherwise never would have met.
Getting to see, like, different thoughts, processes, and, like, I don't know, like, hobbies and stuff like that is kind of interesting, different perspectives.
JMU held a reception for the first cohort of Valley Scholar grads and their families. Dwayne Mitchell, Dakota's dad, was there. He says he's so incredibly proud of his son. And he's happy to see his son go to college, the first in the family to do so.
It's just amazing to see how much he's grown in the last 5 years. And going from a little shy boy to a respected young man that knows his responsibilities and his achievements.
JMU hopes this first group will serve as mentors to current and future Valley Scholars. There are over 150 middle and high school students in the program pipeline now. Megan Pauley, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Tuesday.